Dead End Hip Hop album review, Action Bronson, Mr. Wonderful. But before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadendhiphop.com, look at the new wonderful layout, mobile site coming on the way. Praise Ken for that right there, because that is dope. Also, check out Fan Funding, man. Support your boys, man. We trying to make it to the next level. And another way that you can support is to go buy a t-shirt. None of us is wearing it, but it is dope. You can see it on Instagram. You can see it on probably one of our personal joints. Watch the videos, man. Sometimes we wear it. So you can see all of the merch that we're selling. So go support the people, man. Honestly, like the first 2-3 listens, it was hard for me to get through this album. I'm not even gonna front. It was hard for me to get past past Terry the first two times. I was like, it was tough, man. It was tough. I'm like, man, this sounds a little like weird with Brand New Car. I want a brand new car. I'm like, okay, man, I don't know if I'm in the mood for this. So I gave it some time, finally got through the project. And when I finally got through the whole project, I was like, holy shit. The production and instrumentation that Bronson had on this project was so on point and so fit him. And it started bringing me back into the project. And I was actually able to enjoy it and like it throughout. And Terry was actually one of my favorite joints on here. The way he was spitting on that was crazy. I also thought what was interesting is when he had, I'm gonna call him a bum or, you know, somebody on the street or something like that.
Thug Love Story.
Yeah, at first, like when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, okay, she I wanna hear this. But it was funny, you know, and I think that this album really, almost like almost every Action project really captures his charisma, his how funny he is, his wittiness, all of that stuff. But I think that what took this project a step further for me was like just the instrumentation, especially like in Only in America. Like that's another one of my favorite joints. The instrumentation with that. I think the other one with Party Supplies too had a little bit of extra instrumentation.
The one with who? Because you kind of said it on.
I'm sorry, Party Supplies. The other joint with Party Supplies, I think that also had. Yeah.
He was on a few joints.
Yeah, he was on a few joints. Easy Rider was dope as hell. I think that was the perfect way to end this project.
That was a single, right? Easy Rider?
Yeah, he had like four singles.
Yeah.
I remember the Easy Rider one. Yeah.
And Acting Crazy.
I think that was the first single that he dropped.
Yeah.
Was it Easy Rider one?
Yeah, I think Easy Rider was the first. Then it went to Acting Crazy, then Terry. And then the one with Chance the Rapper was the fourth.
Yeah. And then Terry, even Terry had instrumentation going, or whatever the hell that was, like that transition from the end of that song going into Acting Crazy, and I thought that was dope. Acting Crazy, another one of my favorite joints. And Big Body Best, like that dude
That's
is
my
so
boy there.
Fun. Yo, that dude right there, man, Big Body Best, that shit is hilarious. I love when Action does that.
It's not him, is it?
It's not him? I thought it was him.
I thought it was like his cousin or some shit. Or is he just playing?
I thought it was him just playing.
I thought it was somebody else.
I thought it was somebody else.
Okay.
I mean, you...
Yeah. It does kind of sound like a motherfucker.
That's what I thought. I thought that was just like a free
ego. Because he's on the last album. He was. Man, he needs to do a whole fucking CD of him just talking shit. I would love it.
Or it'd be dope if like Action did it. He narrated the whole track. Oh, I don't know. Give it to me.
Moving on.
But overall, man, Mr. Wonderful had to grow on me. The first couple of listens, I didn't really mess with this. I didn't know where it was going. But after all of the listens and for me to digest it, I really like it. And it does have some replay value. Not the whole project, but a lot of the tracks on here. Like I said, Terry Acting Crazy, Only in America, Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. Yeah, so I definitely fuck with it, man. Bumps in the whip.
Unlike people, I actually liked this album the first time I heard it. And a lot of it definitely has to do with the instruments, the production that he had on it. And when The Rising came on and those drums hit, I was like, oh, man, this shit is banging. So shout out to Status Select on that beat, man, because when the instruments dropped out and it was just left with the drums by itself, it kind of took me back to, like, some old UGK, like, Too Hard to Swallow, Super Tight type production way back in the day, man. That shit was tight. Rolling into Terry, I love Terry. Shout out to Alchemist on that one. That was great. I like how he, you know, the song was sandwiched in between the two instrumentals. So I thought that was cool. But Acting Crazy was the first one that I actually sat and really listened to, and that was the one. Acting Crazy. That was my shit, man. I used to play that shit like damn it every day. It was just something about that particular song with the hook and then him and the beat and everything else. And I think Drake's producer did that one, which was something different for him that I haven't heard. But anyway, man, but yeah, going into number six, and when it actually shifted over into like this psychedelic sound with City Boy Blues, and you know, and I think he you know, City Boy Blues, and then he had the Light in the Attic song with Billy Atlas and Party Supplies on, and I can't tell if Billy Atlas was playing the piano or singing the hook. I haven't been able to figure that one out just yet. I haven't looked it up to determine who's who. But I really love that song, and I think once it got to 6, 7, 8, and 9, like that little section right there is probably my favorite part of this album, because it was something different. You can tell the action is kind of like there's a moment where, you know, you have artists that try to do something different and try to be creative and do this, that, and the other. For Action Bronson, it sounded like it was a little bit more natural for him to transition. It sounded like he's been listening to some different things and probably received inspiration from I guess different people here and there. I don't know what the guy really listened to, but I'm just basing this on what he's done in the past and based on, and this particular project right here, you know,
he kind of prepped us for it, huh? In a way. He kind of prepped
with
us
with Party Supplies,
for it,
right? Yeah. Party Supplies was like, you know, like he was prepping us for it. But then it was like it all came together on this project. And for me, it didn't sound like it was too all over the place. I think the way that it was sequenced made it work. Because he kind of broke it up with Thug Love Story 2017. And then it went to the three tracks from that, City Boy Blues, Light in the Attic, and Baby Blue, which I gotta say, Chance the Rapper.
That shit is hilarious to me.
Man, when he said, "I hope you win the lottery and lose your ticket."
Which one did I like?
Man.
Which one did I like, what he said?
"I hope you can't get off on Fridays."
No, not that one.
That was my favorite one.
That was your favorite one? Yeah, that's funny. Everybody has a favorite one. What was the one? I tweeted. What the fuck was
about
it?
I hope your pop. Something about shaking your pop.
Yeah. I hope your soda's already shaking up. Like, that shit was hilarious to me.
Oh, man.
Like, just the vision, like, just looking at that. Like,
But imagine, pussy, you know how mad you would be. You, like, you won the lottery, you made it, and you lost the ticket. Like, that will sit with you for the rest of your life, man. That shit had me cracking up, man. Yeah, but overall, man, like, I love this album, man. I love what Action Bronson did with it, man. I love the creativity that he put in it, and I love that he kept it him still, you know, with the lights on, with Brand New Car, with the skit, everything, man. I think this was a really, really good project, man. And I'm, so yeah, man. I love it, man. I do. I think this is good.
It did seem like it was all over the place, in my opinion. I just felt like you went from Brand New Car was cool, and there was some songs, there was some tracks in there that I did enjoy, but I'm just talking about this overall wise. I didn't really care too much for the album. You know, Brand New Car, Terry.
These are the ones that you do like, or
yeah,
don't
the one
like?
That I do like, yeah. Baby Blue. I mean, yeah, Chance, he stole the show with his feature verse on here. Galactic Love and Easy Rider. Really, that's pretty
that's
much it.
That's all you got.
That's pretty much all I got. I didn't, that Thug Love Story thing and the guy singing and then the City Blues.
I'm sorry, B. Speaking of Chance, though, I meant to ask you this when you were going. Yeah. Like, I remember you did. You weren't, you know, you didn't really like Chance.
Yeah, and
I
revisited that album. I still can't quite connect with it.
But you like Chance feature on?
Yeah, I think
this,
Chance
though.
Is cool, man. I like his feature on this. Yeah.
Every time I listened to this, I just kind of was just like, okay. The replay value for this wasn't really that high. Like every time when it went off, I was just like, man, I didn't really have. I mean, I listened to it again, of course, because I knew he was reviewing it. But it was like, if we wasn't reviewing this and I listened to this, you know, once, I'd be like, I put this in the pile that this is the Action Bronson that I don't care about, and then the albums that I do care about with Action Bronson. So it's just, that's really all I have to say, because really, the singing, I didn't like the singing, well, except for Brand New Car. Brand New Car was funny. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the one he did with Chance, I didn't like him singing that hook on
that.
That
either, B.
No, he was singing that hook on that joint. That got on my nerves. I guess
I don't get how you like Brand New Car, but like don't like some of the other stuff.
It seemed like with that one, it seemed like he was trying to be too serious, I think. It's like he was trying to sing for real or something.
No, I don't think
and
so.
I was like, bro, you trying to be serious? Stop it. But on Brand New Car, you could tell he was kind of like, Like, yeah, I'm fucking with y'all. I'm trolling. I'm being silly. Like, I that's how I got.
But I still think that song.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like he was trying to be too serious on that Baby Blue joint.
I got
like,
but that was kind of a silly song. I don't think he was trying.
Yeah, yeah, Baby Blue was silly too.
I don't know, man.
You seen the video?
I felt like he did the Mike C. Town.
No, man. No.
I felt like he was doing that when he was singing it, dude. Yeah,
that's inaccurate, man. You seen the video?
No.
Yeah, it's like the spin on Made in America. He's acting like Sexy Chocolate, but it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You said Made in America.
Made in America is the one with with the Goldberg and shit.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But nah, yeah.
I don't know.
Coming
to
America.
So maybe he
was trying to be silly.
Maybe if I see the video, maybe. But
nah, yeah, he was definitely trying to be silly.
So now what?
I still think he was trying to be serious. He ain't gonna change my opinion for it. I mean, whatever.
Bro, I just said he wasn't.
That's right.
He said he saw the video. It's visual evidence.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Why is it? Why B can have his opinion? You just mad because he ain't like your little raggedy album that you love so much.
Nah, I don't care about that. I'm just saying that. Wait a second. You hold tight. Shut up. We're not even talking right now. B said he didn't like it because he thought he was being serious. Rod said no when you saw the video. Nah, you see the video. He's not trying to be serious. He's you know.
What if he was serious in the booth though? Maybe when he was in the booth he was trying to be serious. And in the video he probably just want to bring a silly persona that we all know about.
Have he ever made a serious video ever?
I haven't seen any of his videos.
He was just going off like what I
said. I'm going off what Rod said. I didn't watch it. My point is based on what Rod said. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Did you see what he did at?
There isn't.
Right? Yeah. All right. Rod's a pretty credible guy.
Oh my God. All
right, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one, like I said, the track that I did like on here was because I got the Action Bronson that I became a fan of. You know, the witty, clever, funny punchlines or whatever that he always do. But just for the most part, the majority of the album, I was just like, yeah, it was kind of like a feeling. So
you don't like the Rise one?
No.
It's like a damn thing.
So, I mean, hey, look, don't get it twisted now. I'm still an Action Bronson fan. I just this particular project, I just didn't really care for it as much. I might go, I love Rare Chandeliers and Sob Stories and stuff. Those piles would be the Action Bronson that I like.
So you didn't like Blue Chips?
Yeah, I like Blue Chips too. Yeah, we reviewed that one. See, at least Blue Chips, he kind of kept my interest because for one, Party Supplies, the instrument, you know, the samples and stuff he was using was crazy. And then Action Bronson was, he kept my attention. But with this, it was just like, it was a little underwhelming for me.
So. All right, cool. So when I didn't hear any of the singles from this. Well, no, I'm lying. I heard Easy Rider. And that was the only song I heard. So I was like, wow, I really like Easy Rider. And then when I started this album and I heard Brand New Car, I was like, okay, I'm going to love this album. Because I really like Brand New Car. Even though I do not like Billy Joel. I'm sorry. I think he's almost as bad as Neil Diamond. But I thought that sound that Action had on that track really worked perfectly because it was silly, it was goofy, just like him. The Rising was another track that I thought was great, but and plus, again, I love Big Body Bess. I love this dude. I want to meet him one day and just have him talk shit. You can make fun of me, just whatever you can. This dude is fucking hilarious. But after that track, this album was the epitome of hit or miss. It was like Terry was cool, but Acting Crazy, I did not like. Falconry, I thought was dope, because it had a dope ass beat, and that Mayhem Loren verse was fucking monstrous. Thug Love, nah. City Boy Blues, hell nah, no. I don't care if he's being silly or if he's being serious. I just did not like that song at all. Baby Blue, or I'm sorry, let me talk about Light in the Attic. That song I thought was fucking dope. And the reason I liked that song so much was because Action Bronson was finally talking about something as opposed to just rapping. And that's been kind of my biggest issue with him, is because he has so many projects and it's always just him rapping. And it's very rarely him actually talking about a real subject. And in that song, he was being real. So that's always been my issue with Bronson. It's like, I could take features from Bronson, but it's like a whole album of him just rapping about just randomness. It just kind of starts to get old a little bit. Baby Blue, I thought was great. And unfortunately, it was mostly for Chance's verse. Because I think you had two Bronson verses and a Chance verse. And Chance's verse stole the show. Absolutely, everything. It reminded me of like that old school sarcastic M, back when M still rhymed like that. Everything Chance said in that whole fucking thing was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Everything he said. But again, I wish I could remember the whole Fridays line, but the fuck, I hope you never get off at Fridays and you work at a Fridays. Which that's always busy on Friday. That shit had me cracking up. But for the most part, I couldn't get behind this project. The best I can say for this is that it's solid. Because it's not bad, but it's not great. It's a solid project. It's like, I don't see myself listening to this again because it didn't hold my interest. But I will say that I think it's cool that Action took a chance kind of going over production that you would not expect a rapper to go over. The idea was great. I just think the execution itself, it wasn't always there. Again, I just wish, I don't need Action Bronson to make a fucking concept album because that's not his lane, that's not his style. But even if he just picked a fucking subject, if he just picked, like, I'm a chef and I'm fucking going at a bunch of chefs and you just do that for a whole song or just something, but it just seems like it's just always just randomness. And Action's a fucking, he's an MC. Mm-hmm. He's a spitter. I'm not taking any of that away from him. So it's like, if you want to just hear an album of just dudes spitting over randomness, then that's fine. But it's just like, and sometimes that works. But with this type of production, I felt like he could have pulled it together a bit better. He could have done some more interesting things with these more interesting beats. When it got to Thug Love, it was just too long. It was drawn out. And then City Boy Blues was just drawn out for way too long. And I'm not trying to hear Action singing like that. I'm just not. I think a couple of the beats on here, it felt like they were just drawn out for just too long. So it didn't hold my interest. But again, the best I can say is this is a solid project.
With this album, right? I didn't love this at first. First 2-3 listens, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Then I finally got through it and I liked it and I appreciated it. But I don't know like what to say to replicate. I don't, just keep doing you. I'm a liker, I'm not gonna like it. And that's at the end of the day. But you are different and you are unique, and I don't think anybody can copy that. So with that, like, continue to do you. But
Doesn't bump in the whip.
Yeah, it bumped in the whip. I said, you know, you ain't got weights all the way right here, man. This shit bump in the whip. I fuck with this.
Just keep what you're doing, man. I like what you did with this album. I like this album all the way through, man. And it definitely has a replay value for me. I like, you know, where you're going, you know, trying to venture out and do something a little bit different than what you've done in the past. So I think you just continue to do that and just continue to stay original as you have been up to this point. You'll be all right, man. You're all right now. So, you know, just keep doing your thing, man.
This one just didn't stick with me. Like, it was a little underwhelming. It didn't grab me that much. It didn't keep my attention except for a few tracks. With Action Bronson projects, I really don't have, like, expectations. Like, okay, this is going to be really good or this is going to be really bad. I just go into it pretty much like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to get.
You know he can spit.
You know he can spit. So it's like, so okay. Just kind of like, okay. Yeah. You know, I'm either gonna love it. I think Mike said either you like his project or you don't like his project. So this is the kind of the ones that this is the don't like project pile that I'm gonna put for Action Bronson. But other than that, I mean, I'm gonna pretty much listen to whatever he comes out with. I'm gonna be interested to see what he does. You know, if he is gonna switch it up or do something even crazy or different. But yeah, that's just about it. But this project, didn't really care too much for it.
This project personally just did not really work out for me. I do think that this type of production goes really well with Action Bronson because it's light, it's goofy, it's funny, just like him. So this type of production works out. It's just, I think personally, it just seemed like it was almost a test run for these types of songs. And for me personally, the test run just didn't really work out. Again, it's a solid project, but it's just not one of the better projects that I've heard from Action Bronson. The songs that I enjoyed, they weren't amazing enough to make me forget about the songs that I didn't like, and that was kind of the issue. But I would really like, at this point in his career, to just learn a little bit more about Action Bronson through his songs. A Light in the Attic, I'm gonna keep going back to that because he was still kind of funny, he was still spitting, but I took something away from that that I did not know at all about Action Bronson. So, but yeah, again, this is a solid project. I don't have shit to say as far as changing, because it doesn't matter what I think. The majority of his core fan base is gonna like this. So, Action, keep doing what you do. What?
Stop being like, man. Tell that nigga put Big Body Best on the whole thing.
You go low. If Big Body Best had a mixtape, I'd be all over it. I don't care who fucking produced it. I love that shit. Big Body Best, you the man, bro.